Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We always dig it when we get a chance to visit with a multi-sport athlete. And we're doing that. Maddie Frieden, a senior at Mercer County High School. Volleyball, basketball, softball, and folks, she also sings in the choir. So a busy kid. All right, we wanted to get you on this week. You tied a record that you set, service aces in a match, 7. Tell us what makes a good server, Madison Frieden.
Okay, so basically I just go back there and like I try to keep my nerves down. I always talk to myself when I'm serving, giving myself confidence, saying I'm great, trying to like zone out because like the student section and everything, they can just be a big factor in nerves and everything. So I just try to like zone them out and just do my thing.
So what do you say to yourself? Come on, kid, get this serve in. What is the mechanism for you when you have that conversation with yourself? I like that.
I always just take a deep breath and tell myself I am great for like reassurance and everything. So.
All right. So I wonder, so I know your favorite sport is probably softball. I know you've played at such a young level. So do you know, like, When you play softball and you feel the ball come off the bat and you know you hit it on the spot, right? You're like, I got that one. Mm-hmm. Is it the same with a volleyball serve where you know kind of when you let it go off the hand, you're like, ah, that's Frieden, you got a good one here.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely. You can just feel it when it comes off your hand, like this is going to be a good one. You can feel it.
All right, so the other records I see, so we talk a little bit about service aces in a match, service aces in a season, 55, Maddie Frieden, that happened in 2021. Service points in a match for service points in a match, 21 occurred in 2021 for Maddie Frieden. Service point season, Maddie Frieden, 168. So you've had a pretty good volleyball career. Tell us about that, a sport you must really enjoy.
Oh, yeah, I definitely enjoy it. The girls, the team, the chemistry, just everything about it. It's a lot of fun.
All right, so tell us about this weird senior year. So you can say, well, I've had to deal with a lot of weird things because do you remember COVID and all the stuff that impacted? But this year there's a project that didn't finish in time as the school year and volleyball season started. So you've played at least the initial portion of your schedule and have had practices down at the Joy Early Learning Center. So what's that been like this senior year playing at that facility?
It's definitely been weird, like the commute going there every day instead of being here at the high school, and it's definitely different. Can't wait for the high school gym to be back, you know. But, I mean, we've made do and we've made it work, so it's all right.
Well, I like to see kids that continue to participate in a lot of different activities. Now, I know you're heavy into travel softball, a habit kid, but you still made it work with volleyball and basketball. Now, a lot of times I hear kids, and that's why I'm interested to hear your response to this, because a lot of times I hear some kids say, well, there's just not enough time. I can't do it all. How does Maddie Frieden make it work?
Basically, I just go to practices, and then if I have softball after volleyball, I try to make it to softball practices afterward. But, like, during volleyball season, I'll go to my volleyball events, and then if they're on the weekend, then I'll hop over to softball, and I'll go play softball. And just time management, getting work done, and making time work as best as I can, I guess.
Well, and I think the other thing is, and I'll ask you this, and I think it's very important, too, is do you get joy from playing sports? Not just softball, but do you enjoy the competition of playing volleyball and the competition of playing basketball? And I always tell people if the answer is yes, then you see a kid that plays with emotion and a lot of times playing with a smile on their face when they compete. So I guess I ask you, do you enjoy all those three sports you participate in?
Yeah, I do. And the competition, the pressure, everything. I just love that feeling. And the coaches, especially the coaches, have made it so good for me. They've been so easy to work with and talk to about everything. So they've been a huge help to it too.
All right. So I see today there was a headline that came out with participation numbers, and that's why I'm glad I have a female student athlete I'm talking to here. You're like, man, you're asking me a lot of different things here, Taylor. So today there was a report about participation numbers for female student athletes and male student athletes at the high school level. And the headline, I'm looking at it here, the headline reads, girls basketball participation down 19% since 2002. So, you know, you're just what, probably, you're just a young, were you even born in 2002? When was your birthday?
No.
No, see, you weren't even,
2005, yeah.
So you weren't even born in 2002, but you see numbers in that sport declining by 19%. But yet, here's a kid again, plays volleyball, plays basketball, plays softball, plays travel softball. You make it work where you play girls basketball too. And the numbers don't lie. I see a lot of, you know, schools out there. They don't have very big rosters when it comes to girls high school basketball, but they have big rosters in softball and volleyball. So why basketball for you? And maybe this is an opportunity for you to promote the sport of basketball too. You know, if you're, you know, if you're a female student athlete, you can say, hey, we need kids to play this sport too.
Yeah, we definitely need more girls. Like, I'm the only senior this year, so our numbers are definitely dropping, so that doesn't surprise me at all. But I think for basketball, we have a lot of team chemistry and team bonding. We do a lot of stuff together more than the other sports that we play. So I think that that is also just a huge part, and it's a lot of fun just to be a part of the team for basketball, like, and just to be in that environment.
All right, so I said, you know, basketball, softball, volleyball. But I know as part of softball, and I'm going to put you on the spot here again, and you're like, oh, great. So I'm going to ask you, what's your favorite dugout softball cheer? Do you have one?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Not really, I don't think.
I should make you do one, but I won't. All right.
Okay.
So I've seen you travel all over the place with travel softball. Has there been a favorite stop that you've made along the way that really stands out where you said, man, this is so cool, I get to play here?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed Colorado, just the place in general. It is so pretty. And then when I was in like seventh grade, I think, we actually got to go to Oklahoma and play in the Sooner Stadium. So that was also just a lot of fun.
All right. And then the other thing I think about with softball, there's always a lot of lingo used where it's like, come on, kid, you know, stuff. Do you like hearing stuff like that?
Yeah.
Is that the favorite? Like, do you have one specific, or is it like, come on, yeah, always when I'm at a park, it's always, come on, kid.
Yeah. I also enjoy like Atababe, and then, like everyone on my high school team just gets a big laugh out of my mom saying, like, when I'm in a 3-2 count, you're walking or you're whacking.
Well, I have to have your mom come to some of my 50 and over softball games when the count is 3-2. You're walking or you're whacking. So yeah, your mom's got a recognizable voice, I know, at a lot of sporting events. What does it mean to have family involved in, you know, having great backing from them? I know your sister is actively engaged in your life too, and see your dad, he's at all the games. What does it mean to have that support?
It just feels so nice to be surrounded by that support and everything, knowing that they're there for me every step of the way. And my sister, she'll come down and watch games. And then when I'm up in Missouri, my other sister goes and watches my games. So it's like, no matter where I am, I just get full support from all my family. And it's just amazing.
So you have two sisters?
Yes.
You all get along all the time then, or not? Come on, there's got to be a little sisterly argument here or there, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. That's just how sisters are. But we do pretty good, especially with like the age gaps. I think that that also works out because they're a lot older than me, but yeah.
It's all love in the end. All right, Madison Freen, I should make you sing a chorus number too, but I won't do that. So here's a kid that, again, it's great to see, you know, volleyball kid having great success there, a hooper for the Golden Eagles during the winter, and then a great softball player for Mercer County and plays on the Havoc travel scene as well. Madison Freen, congratulations on a great volleyball season and keep it rolling. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.